Good Thursday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by Charter Communications.
And I'm Anna Palmer. Most Republicans and Democrats we talk to think the House will flip. There is very, very little hedging among GOP insiders these days. So, with that in mind, we bring you the Playbook Democratic House Staffer Cheat Sheet. Here are the 13 staffers you need to know. This was compiled by Politico Capitol Hill Bureau Chief John Bresnahan, myself, and Jake. In Nancy Pelosi's office, Drew Hamill, George Gadanis, and Diane Dewhurst, Deputy Chiefs of Staff. This trio of Pelosi aides has decades of experience in leadership. They help the California Democrat with her internal caucus politics, as well as shaping her policy and communication strategy. For Team Steny Hoyer, Alexis Covey Brandt, Chief of Staff, and Brian Romnick, Deputy Chief of Staff. These are Hoyer's top two staffers, and they are intensely loyal to the Maryland Democrat. They help orchestrate Hoyer's caucus-wide operation.
Yebi Watkins, Jim Clyburn's Chief of Staff. The longtime Clyburn staffer knows the Congressional Black Caucus better than about anybody and is always keeping an eye out for his boss's best interests. Jamie Fleet, the staff director of the House Administration Committee. This key panel inside Congress is charged with overseeing the management and operation of the House itself. The chairman of this panel is often called the mayor of Capitol Hill because they dole out everything from parking spaces to coveted office space. Brandon Casey, the staff director of the Ways and Means Committee. Taxes are going to be a huge issue for Democrats next Congress. They have already said they will try to seek Donald Trump's tax returns.
On the House Appropriations Committee, Shalonda Young, staff director. Government spending is going to be a major battle between Trump and the Democrats on all issues, but most notably, the border wall. On oversight and government reform, Dave Rapallo. He's the staff director. Armed with subpoena power, OGR, as it's referred to, will be the hotbed of investigations into the Trump administration. Rapallo, a veteran of the Henry Waxman Oversight Committee, will be at the center of this. And Energy and Commerce Committee, Jeff Carroll, staff director. Democrats promise to push forward on an agenda that includes new initiatives to lower the cost of drug prices, which ENC will take the lead on.
Amy Rutkin, the chief of staff to Jerry Nadler. If impeachment is on the table, it will come from the House Judiciary Committee. Rutkin is a pivotal player in Nadler's orbit. Angela Ramirez, the chief of staff to Ben Ray Lujan, one of the top Democratic strategists in winning back the House. Ramirez will play a key role in Lujan's quest to move up in leadership. Sneak peek of CBN's interview with President Trump on Air Force One. The president told CBN the blue wave is dead. It looks like Republicans are going to win the Senate, Trump says, and he thinks they'll do well in the House. If Democrats do take the House and Trump tries to change the Constitution through executive order, there's guaranteed to be a legislative clash on a must-pass spending bill to stop this. Keep your eyes open for the December 7th DHS funding deadline. It wouldn't surprise us at all if Democrats and some Republicans try to use that deadline to ensure Trump can't change the birthright citizenship principle, especially if he wants money for his border wall.
Trump doubled down on his citizenship claims in Florida. The New York Times is reporting that he referred to the citizenship clause in the Constitution as a crazy policy. Trump also spoke to ABC News, where he said the U.S. will send 10 to 15,000 troops to the border. The president also said the caravan is bigger than is being reported, and he knows this because of his own estimates. Trump also told ABC News that he tries to be truthful. He said, "When I can, I tell the truth, and sometimes it turns out to be where something happens that's different, where there's a change. But I always like to be truthful."
5 days into the election, behind-the-scenes look at how House Majority Whip Steve Scalise is traveling. He's going to North Carolina, Virginia, New Jersey, New York, and Kentucky today and tomorrow. Liz Cheney, the Wyoming Republican running for House Republican Conference Chair, is traveling with him. Majority in Action, a PAC supported by Kevin McCarthy, Scalise, and Chief Deputy Whip Patrick McHenry, will deploy 115 Hill staffers to 23 key districts to knock on doors from today until Election Day.
Patrick McHenry will announce he raised $5.8 million between his campaign committee and two PACs. He's given an additional $2.6 million to the NRCC and raised another $7.7 million for members, holding nearly 200 events. He's raised $16 million this cycle. Our colleagues are reporting that Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke's deputy is ready to step in should he leave. David Bernhardt, a longtime lobbyist for oil and gas and water industries, and Zinke's deputy secretary, is the heir apparent.
ABC News is reporting that conspiracy theorist Jerome Corsi is back in Washington for meetings with Bob Mueller's investigators. Here's what's on tap for Trump's Thursday. The president will receive an election integrity briefing at 1:30 p.m. in the Oval Office. He will leave the White House at 4:40 en route to Columbia, Missouri, where he'll hold a political rally at 6:30 p.m. Central Time. He'll return to Washington tonight. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.